America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tommy Curran yesterday here on Jones and Keefe. If you missed any of it, it's on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get that on your phone. Free. Easy. Take it with you wherever you go. If you want any award-winning election coverage from Jones and Keefe, our first segment there, that should be on the Odyssey app shortly.
Pretty solid.
As well.
Yep.
You can check that out. You can also subscribe to WEEI and watch along on YouTube as well. We'll get in all your Patriots phone calls, 617-779-7937. The name that's starting to ring out a little bit, and we talked about this yesterday, was Tyler Hughes, the wide receiver coach.
Yeah.
Something's off in the wide receiver room, if you hadn't noticed.
So let's blame the position coach.
So, again, I don't blame him. If they fired him at the end of the year, what do I care? Like, I barely even knew his name. So, like, I don't care. It's not like the wide receivers are good. It's not like I even knew much about him as a hire in the first place. So if he's going to pay for it with his job at the end of the year, whatever.
Yeah, but then they just bring in somebody else
right.
Like that.
But in the middle of the season, to be like throwing his name out there, that feels like people are now trying to point the finger at others out of self-preservation.
Yep.
Alex Van Pelt is like, yeah, the receivers stink, but what is this coach over
here?
Well,
it's one of those things. Well, if they go two or three wins.
Or Mayo's doing it or something. Yeah.
And if I think Mayo's going to survive it because of Kraft, and I think Wolf would probably survive it just because of that job. A one-and-done GM is kind of crazy, right? And so I think the next obvious guy would be Alex Van Pelt. But let's say Drake May likes Alex Van Pelt. What if Drake May individually plays pretty well? Doesn't Van Pelt get some credit for that? And then you wouldn't want, or nobody would want, five offensive coordinators in 5 years. So maybe they then say, all right, well, we got to get rid of somebody. We just won three games.
Right.
Oh, the wide receiver coach.
That's who Lane. It is.
And nobody would buy that. Nobody would be like, oh, okay, they mean business now. I mean, I would say the only exception would be Dante Scarnecchia as far as a position coach that you felt like really, really mattered. I'm sure they all have, you know, a layer of importance.
Even him, they won a Super Bowl without Scarnecchia. People forget that.
No, that's true.
They won a Super Bowl without Scarnecchia in 2014.
But he was like the one guy that you would really feel like, all right,
yeah,
he
yeah.
can take a group of,
yeah.
you know, C and D level players and get them to play like a B level player. Like
mm-hmm.
he could do that. Everybody else, you're like, all right, they're there, but it's more important what the offensive coordinator thinks of the wide receivers than what the wide receiver coach is. You know, Can anybody name all the wide receiver coaches from 01 to 18?
Here?
Yeah.
God, no.
Of course. It didn't really matter. Or the tight ends coaches or whatever
no.
else. Like, no, of course not. So the fact that this guy's name's getting tossed around there at the midway point,
it's sort of like that.
Okay, we're taking it seriously. We'll let somebody go.
No, right. People are fighting for their job already.
Yeah.
People on the coaching staff are fighting for their jobs. Maybe it's Mayo. Maybe it's Van Pelt. Could be Elliott Wolf. Guys, I mean, Covington's name got thrown out 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
going into the Jets loss,
mm-hmm.
coming out of the Jaguars game. Covington's name was thrown out. The latest one is the wide receivers coach. So just know, there's a lot of finger pointing and people are trying to protect their job already on this coaching staff because they know where it's going. So that's the backdrop for the trade deadline yesterday, Keith. They do nothing. I told you I'd be annoyed by doing nothing. Like, just do something. Make a trade.
They did nothing.
To subtract from the roster, make a trade to add to the roster, do something. It's your job. Your roster's horrible. This is a day to get it done. Other teams got stuff done. You did not. So I'm frustrated by that. I'm annoyed by it. I wouldn't say I'm surprised.
No.
But how do you feel with the trade deadline passing? Missed opportunity?
I thought just to clear up, guys. I wasn't saying they needed to buy or get anybody. I think they need to be more all hands on deck in the offseason. Use all of your picks, all of your money, all of that in the offseason. But I did think it was a good opportunity to spin a couple of guys, maybe move up in the draft. I don't think you had anybody that you really wanted to part with that was going to get you anything of value. But could you have traded KJ Osborne and Tyquan Thornton, you know, for a sixth round pick and you throw in your seventh? So you move up a few spots. But more importantly, just get those guys off the team. Focus on the five receivers that you have, the five guys that you want to develop. Maybe one or two of them sticks and like is a part of Drake May's future. Just keeping everybody on the team made no sense to me. So I wasn't that upset though that they didn't get anybody.
Okay, so I was frustrated by that, but I'm with you. They at least should have subtracted from the wide receiver room Thornton, KJ Osborne. I would cut either of them today. Like, they don't need to be on the team. And you're probably right. There's very little value in those guys. What we were really getting back was more about subtracting. How about this from my girl, Josina Anderson?
All right.
Couldn't read the tweet, so I had to read it from my guy, Savage Sports.
She blocked you pretty hard.
As for the Patriots,
okay. She
apparently tweeted.
Yes.
It takes two sides to make a deal, and the Pats aren't going to give away players like Christian Gonzalez.
What?
Keon White.
All right.
Devon Godchow. Or Kyle Duggar, who teams have been asking for per source.
Wow. So teams are calling about Christian Gonzalez? I mean, I guess you might as well call on it, but like, that'd be dumb if they traded Gonzalez.
I agree.
Those other guys?
Keon White, so Godchow, Duggar. So when you say there aren't guys of value they could have moved, and the wide receiver room, I agree. Keon White gets you something. Godchow gets you something. Duggar gets you something.
Where's Godchow get you? Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
Fifth or sixth? Is that too high?
So, okay, I think anything on the third day of the draft to me isn't really much, but sure, you could have gone after that, but would you rather have Godchow or would you rather have a future sixth? Like, I don't care. Like, and Godchow's not a guy I'm trying to get rid of either, or Duggar, and even Keon White. Like, I think you need to get him back on track. The first couple games of the season, he looked like one of your best players.
Yes.
And a guy that's going to be like a good pass rusher. He's also the guy that we think everybody is kind of sneaky calling out, in it for himself.
He still hasn't learned what a horse collar tackle is. He had another one this weekend.
Yeah.
Like, he still hasn't figured that out.
No, he hasn't.
Can't drag guys down by the horse collar.
Well, they're not going to take him out. They don't.
No.
It doesn't really matter.
No.
But yeah, no, that's funny that they get calls on all of those guys. But again,
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Out of that group, the only one that I would laugh at would be Gonzalez. The other ones I would listen and be like, all right, what are you thinking and whatever. But I don't think it's like a net positive to see those guys go.
That's part of my frustration is it's like, Elliot Wolf, teams are calling you about all these guys and you don't have to give them away. Mm. And maybe you just weren't getting a fair offer and there's your answer. But there was interest in your roster, and you don't do anything.
Like, now that I got you on the phone, what about a Tyquan Thornton? I know you called about Christian Gonzalez, but what about a Tyquan?
Click.
He's fast.
Click.
Hello?
So that's a little frustrating to me. They were getting calls about it, and I wouldn't deal Gonzalez either. I'd listen on anyone on this roster, but short of Drake May, I guess. I'd listen on Gonzalez. You want to get crazy and give me, like, four first-round picks for Gonzalez? Fine.
Well, yeah.
So I'll listen on anyone is my point.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not itching to give away Gonzalez. You know, maybe trade his future radio interview rights. Like, I'd do something like that.
No. He's locked in Monday.
I'm not trying to trade him off the team. But some of those other players, they should be listening on and haggling over. I just feel like Elliot Wolf wasn't getting anything done. I know he didn't get anything done. I feel like he wasn't doing anything.
In that position, there's basically three opportunities to really improve your team, right? There's the free agency, there's the draft, and then there's the trade deadline. Mm-hmm. Now, the trade deadline is the least of those three.
Yes.
But how do you think he's done in those three?
Horrible. Fail. FFF.
Right. So Drake May, we all like, but
well,
he gets zero credit for it. He can't be a fail because they got Drake May.
Yeah, you're right. That can't be a fail. What is his grade? What is his draft grade?
I mean, I would probably say like a C right now because you hit on Drake May, but it was obvious. It was like putting your name on the SAT. Like, you get points for that.
The one thing you give the organization credit for, I don't even know if you give Wolf credit for it, is they didn't trade back from three.
But like Polk and Baker were two of your high picks.
Yeah, those are
horrible.
Not working out.
Horrible. And like maybe the lineman will be okay. I don't know. So I would say the draft has been the best of the three. He then does nothing in free agency other than re-sign a lot of the guys that were on the team last year. And then trade deadline comes, and not that a lot of teams are really altering their rosters, but it is an opportunity to add or subtract. He flips Uche for a late pick next year. That's all. That's the only move he did in season. It's been bad. It's been really, really bad. And I think next year it's got to be how that one goes. Like he could be a two and done if he has another bad free agent class. You think one and done?
Well, I don't.
If
I was wagering on it, he's probably back next year, but I don't think he's like safe by any means.
No.
Like he's like a lock to be. I don't think he's a lock to be back.
Okay,
I'd probably bet on it.
Yeah,
but I make bets that lose all the time. I don't think he's a lock by any means to be back next year.
Well,
I don't think Mayo's a lock to be back.
It's so I still think he is, but I get where you're coming from. I just think that Robert Kraft, after 20 years of Bill Belichick, they then need to replace basically Bill Belichick with two people, and they went so far as to replace him with two guys that were working for him. Like, they didn't open up this big search for either one of those spots.
True.
He just went with the guy that he hired 5 years earlier in Gerard Mayo, and then Elliot Wolf, who was just sort of there, and then just promoted and finally got the job. Like, he didn't even have the title of the draft, did he? Remember? Like, it was like a whole weird thing.
No, he did not.
But he had been on the staff for a couple years, and so it's not like Robert Kraft really started interviewing guys from all around the league for that spot.
Trying to find Florio. I don't know if you feel like he's...
He tosses nonsense out
worth,
there.
Worth checking into. But again, this aligns with the betting lines that you brought up last week, Keith.
Yep.
He had the Patriots 30th. He asked the question, will Gerard Mayo be one and done? Florio.
Yeah.
So like,
that's a good question.
Maybe he's just throwing stuff out. Yep. Maybe I don't think Gerard Mayo's a lock to be back. I don't think Elliot Wolf is a lock to be back. And I will give you what I think is tangible evidence that people there are nervous. Covington's name getting thrown out 2 weeks ago. Tyler Hughes' name getting thrown out right now. People are pointing fingers. Could be Van Pelt. Could be beneath Mayo. Could be beneath Elliot Wolf. But to me, that's a sign that people in the organization are going to pay for this disaster with their jobs.
Which
you have
will
one
happen,
building block. Yeah.
But I don't think it'll be Mayo. And I think to that point, so I think you could get into next year and Alex Van Pelt, again, I think is going to be at the center of this, and it's going to be about how Drake May is playing. But Tyler Hughes to Marcus Covington, oh my God, I wouldn't bet on those guys coming back.
No.
I think Mayo does come back, but he only comes back if you claim to make all these other big changes, which how big are they? Like, the head coach is still here.
And on I feel like Van Pelt has gotten safer. Tell me if you agree with this. Week one, and maybe you still think Van Pelt won't be back, but from week one until now, has Alex Van Pelt increased or decreased his likelihood of being back?
Increased.
I think so, too.
He has a much better chance of being back.
And so now it's like the guy who I think was ready to be the scapegoat looks a little safer, and someone's going to have to pay for it.
I mean, there's still eight more games, you know? And
there's a lot of, the good news is there's a lot of options. Like, if Kraft wants a scapegoat on the coaching staff or the front office, there's a lot of people he can choose from.
Plenty of guys. I know.
More than on the ballot yesterday. Yesterday,
there was a pile of names on there. Like, who are these guys? I haven't seen their ads.
They could do you a favor and put the Republican and Democratic candidates, just group them at the top.
Yeah.
I don't need it to be alphabetical. Like, I get a little thrown off, and I'm like, Jill Stein's up here?
I'm like, I guess I'll vote for Jill Stein.
She's pretty high up there. So, yeah, no.
Her level of commitment, though,
he's
is
got more choices, I feel like, realistically, than the ballot yesterday.
Yeah.
To scapegoat somebody if he'd like to. 617-779-7937. You can jump in here on Jones and Keefe. Some Patriots talk here. On a Celtics Wednesday, we'll get to Jason Tatum. The FU tour.
The revenge game.
Like, he's going to do anything to Steve Kerr tonight.
He might punch him in the face.
I would not wager on that. So we'll get to the Celtics coming up later on this hour. Huge game tonight. Celtics and Warriors. Tatum v. Steve Kerr. Bruins also fighting real hard for their head coach, Jim Montgomery, last night. Against the Leafs.
No.
Let's get to that debacle next.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.